It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up in today's Wisconsin Life, we'll hear about a couple who started a second career after losing their jobs. They got into the ice cream business. First, the public worker landscape in Wisconsin was reshaped by Act 10, the politically contentious bill that took away most collective bargaining rights for public employee unions. Our next guest says the Wisconsin legislature should consider an idea from Germany to help include employees in workplace decisions. Ed Huck joins us now to tell us about the idea. He's the former executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities. Ed, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for calling.
Now, before we get into this idea from Germany, why do you think it's important to have some employee input on workplace decisions?
Well, currently we have a very bifurcated, or in some cases trifurcated, labor situation, especially for cities, where part of the union was rights were taken away under Act 10, while police and fire remain constant. So you have this very strange labor landscape that has evolved. And as I was a lobbyist for management for over 25 years, we always tried to alter the relationship in a manner where it was more balanced. We thought it was kind of leaning towards the unions. But the reality is, as we brought in ideas like lean government, where we needed to work with our employees in order to make government more efficient, Act 10 kind of flies in the face of that kind of partnership, where there is a scenario where employees and management work together to make things better. That was erased flat out with Act 10 by those who really don't want government to work well. So when I found this idea that has been around in Europe for more than 50 years, it seemed like a possible alternative to this very contentious landscape that we're currently living in.
So talk us through this idea, these staff councils or work councils.
Yeah, the staff council idea allows for certain rights under law that are similar to those of unions, but it's not a union situation. So the employees wouldn't have to belong to a union, yet they would have a voice in certain rights. And some of those examples of participation rights, which are advisory, would be staffing needs and training and how jobs would be filled. But then for disciplinary rules or breaks or hours or work environment, those would be mandatory discussion, would be a mandatory discussion between the councils and management.
How much power do the workers have to influence, you know, the conditions under which they work in a situation like this kind of work council?
Well, the idea behind the work council is for the betterment not only of the workforce but the institution. So the discussions are not about them and us, which is the current labor union relationship. It's about how can we make the institution a better place for the customer. And the customer is the taxpayer. So you have a scenario set up where how can we become efficient to serve the people that we need to serve in the most efficient manner in order for the taxpayers to get the best bang for their dollars. So it creates this cooperative scenario, and it would take time for trust to build between the employees and management, especially after what we just went through.
Talking to Ed Huck, former executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities. He says in the public employee aftermath of Act 10, the state should consider a model based maybe on Germany, staff councils, where workers get some kind of participation in decision-making at their workplace. I want to throw objections to this at you, maybe from both sides here. Ed, first of all, from somebody on the labor side, they might say, well, this is really weak tea compared to a labor union that's advocating for the workers and their rights and their compensation, things like this. This is a poor second to that. How would you respond to that?
Well, one of the things that they allow in Germany is for minority unions. So instead of taking a scenario where you have to have 50%+ in order to certify the union, you could have minority unions. So that actually could allow for unionization where it currently doesn't exist. So that's one argument. But the fact of the matter is that across the nation, union representation has dropped below 15%. And the idea that that there shouldn't be employee representation without a union is passé. It's gone. It's old history. And so if we're going to look to the future in a way where we can still bring in the minds of the employees to work with management to make things better, we should do it. Because the fact of the matter is when a huge sector of the workforce is left out of decision-making, we are actually shrinking the intelligence of the institution by a significant number. And that's what I'm afraid of. When you have you in control and they think they're doing the best for the whole group, it's not a given by any stretch of the imagination. So when we open up to the discussion to a lot of good minds, good things happen.
Objection maybe from the other end of the spectrum. People might look at this and say, hey, I don't have this kind of representation in my job in the private sector. I do, you know, my boss sets the conditions under which I work. So this is giving too much to public sector workers, to public employees. Why do they deserve that? Why do they get that when a lot of people don't?
Productivity. The thing that everybody wants as an employer or as an institution is that productivity increases per worker. And there are decades of study that clearly show a discontented worker does not produce the same as one that feels safe and feels that they are receiving a wage in line with the output that they're putting into their job. So it's a matter of how can we make government better? Not the current philosophy by some on the far right side want government to fail because they wanted to privatize it.
Meetings of the Wisconsin.
And the fact is that we don't want that, that most people do not want that to happen. They want their government to work efficiently and effectively at the least amount of cost to the taxpayer.
Now you floated this in an opinion piece, Ed. What kind of response have you gotten? Are you hearing from people who like this idea for Wisconsin?
I think I've heard from both sides just pretty much as you laid it out. There is skepticism from the labor side, and there's skepticism from the management side that this may not work. But until I suggested that they have a legislative council work through the details with management and labor sitting at the same table, and otherwise there's going to be pressure to go back to the way things were. And I am not a firm believer in the way things were, but I'm not. I'm very cynical about the way things are in terms of making government work.
Ed, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for asking.
That's Ed Huck, former executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities. He wrote an opinion piece presenting an alternative to Act 10. You can see it, by the way, and comment on it if you'd like over at the Central Time Facebook page.